To understand is to forgive even ourselves. This is instant inspiration, or is it the thought for today, or whatever it is? From Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. To understand is to forgive even ourselves. Just what does that mean? Does that mean that we have anything to forgive, or that we have anything that needs to be forgotten? I think the word forgive and forgiveness has taken on a turn that is not what we want it to be. Please forgive me for being such a fool. Please forgive me for stepping on your toe. Please forgive me for saying something that's not very kind. When we say these things, to please forgive me, we're saying, I am not a responsible person. I'm an irresponsible person. I say things I shouldn't say. I do things I shouldn't do. And I act in a way that I shouldn't act. And if that's the reason that we are seeking forgiveness, then we are very foolish. Because for your stupidity, you should be forgiven? No. If you are wise enough to know that you were stupid, and then you asked for forgiveness, you should have been wise enough not to have done the thing in the first place for which you think you should be forgiven. And this is very important. To understand is to forgive even ourselves, said Havel. But what does that mean, to understand is to forgive? We look at what other people do. We understand why they do those things. We understand why they do the dumb things they do and the good things they do. And when we understand it, there's nothing to forgive. It's just a matter of that's a fact. And do you choose to do it again? Do you choose to be irresponsible and not taking responsibility, I guess it's the only word you can use there, responsibility for your thoughts and your actions and your words and your deeds? See, these are very important. We have to take responsibility for them. If we don't take responsibility for it, then we might as well just shuffle off this mortal coil, because we're not getting the benefit out of being here on planet Earth. In this dimension of life, our purpose in being here is to be ourselves and have fun. And if we do something stupid, we're not being ourselves and having fun. Now, maybe we don't think it's stupid. Maybe we don't think it's stupid. But is it? Does anyone think it's stupid? If we think anyone thinks it's stupid, we think it's stupid. If we think no one can think it's stupid, then we don't think it's stupid. And that's okay. So, you see, where is our thought? Where do we have our responsibility? Our responsibility lays in just the fact, well, Ellen says, I think that I will call Diego and talk to him. And I said, super idea. And she says, I am calling him because I love him and because I feel good about calling him. I said, that's super. That's good. And then she turns to me and says, do you think I ought to call him? Do you think I ought to call him? No, you shouldn't call him. If you have any doubt in your mind about whatever you're going to do, don't do it. And you say, well, I wouldn't do anything because I have doubt in my mind about most things that I do. And that's true. That's true. Why do we have doubt in our mind about most things that we do? Because we're not being ourselves and having fun. If we were being ourselves, we would never doubt what we do. We would never doubt that what we are doing is the most wonderful thing in the world, the most beneficial thing and the most happy thing. And if we are doing something that the rest of society doesn't think is so smooth, then we best look at what we're doing. Now, if you are, oh, let's say, picking your nose in the public, you know, and people say, gosh, you know, oh, you really have poor taste, you know, that's terrible. And you say, well, it's just natural, you know. And then you say to yourself, gee, I know that's about me now. Now I'm looking at Ingeborg over there, and Ingeborg is picking her nose, and I think that's ugly. You know, that's not nice at all. Why does she do that? But for ourselves, it's okay. But for somebody else, it's not okay. So if it's not okay for somebody else, it's not okay for us either. If it's okay for somebody else, then it's okay for us. So it's a very simple way of making a decision as to what's right and wrong for us. And we may say that we never give money to beggars. We never give anything to beggars. And then a beggar comes along and says, my little baby here needs some milk. So what do? We take him in the store, we buy him some milk, and we buy him things for the kid to make sure that the kid gets it. Not that the kid is going to, she's going to get another bottle of beer and the kid's going to have nothing, you know. But why? We said we weren't going to give to beggars. We weren't going to do that. We were going to say, I see you rich, I see you abundant, I see you master of your life. Now, that's the greatest blessing, and that's giving too. But we say we're not going to give to them, but we're big softies. We see someone who needs it, as far as we can understand, and we give to them. Now, if we just out and out give them the money, it might be misused, because there are people who have no grace about them at all, and they would take a little child and use that little child as a fence for themselves to get what they want. And that's not a very nice thing to do with. Hey, people are like that. And so what? If you say you're not going to give to beggars, then don't. But if you do give to beggars, then don't say that you don't give to them. And when you give to them, then give to them openly, graciously. Say, here you are. And don't judge them as to what they're going to do. Now, if you're judging them and saying, now they're going to misuse it and just go buy some more wine, you shouldn't give. If you cannot give freely and let them decide how to spend it, let them decide what's right for them, then don't participate in that. This is true for us in every area of our life. We say, I don't know what word to use for this, we say very stupidly, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And then we say, ow, 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 my foot hurts, you know. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Ow, ow, I'm whole and perfect. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. When we say, I'm whole and perfect, we don't think of an ow. When we say, I'm whole and perfect, our body begins to radiate that wholeness and that perfection. It begins to outpicture that wholeness and perfection. But if we're going to hang on to the ow, that whole and perfect is ludicrous. It's stupid. It's stupid for us to say I'm whole and perfect and then at the same time think that I hurt. Say, well, I do hurt, you know, and I want to be whole and perfect. Well, stop do hurting and wanting to be. Look, you have all had this experience. I know I have several times. You've all had this experience where you have some terrible hurt, some pain that's really getting to you. And then your attention is drawn to something else positively, dynamically, away from what you were thinking about. You didn't intend not to think about it. Your attention was just taken away to something else, and you forgot about the pain. And then when your attention came back, then you thought about the pain again. You see, the pain is your creation. The pain is your thought. The pain is what goes on in your mind, in your heart, and in your attitude. And we have to take responsibility for that. We don't want to be forgiven for having pain. That doesn't help the pain. You're forgiven, you know. Go and sin no more. And then you go out and you do the dumb things again, and then you have the same problem again. So, you know, what's the big deal? The forgiveness is something that we do to ourselves, and we might say we stop thinking the dumb thoughts. You know? Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is stop thinking the dumb thoughts. We are now going to think the beautiful thoughts. The positive thoughts of what we want to experience, of what we believe about ourselves, what we know about ourselves. That's the only important thing. And if we think the dumb thoughts, then we get the dumb reaction of the pain and the unhappiness, the lack. Now, one lady just wrote and said that she'd like to marry a rich man. And some of the comments were that's a good idea, you know. And other comments were, hey, that's cool, you know. That's stupid. That's stupid. You don't want to marry a rich man. You want to be a rich person yourself. If we're going to treat that you get a rich husband, let's treat that you are a rich person, getting the husband equal to your status, your richness, you know. And then the husband would be rich too. But remember, if you are such a thinker of wanting a rich husband, that rich husband can marry you and hold you in bondage and just give you a little piddling every time. Or that rich husband can die. Or that rich husband can divorce you. He gets sick of being around with poor-minded people, you know, people who haven't got the abundance consciousness. So you don't want a source for your income, for your money, for your wealth, for your health. You don't want a source. You are the source. What you want to do is to recognize that you are the source and call it forth. It's already there. If you can think about money, it's already there. It's just that you think about it not being there. And so it's not there. So think about it being there and enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do. Now, anyone can do that. Are you eager enough for it that you're willing to change your thought of being sorry for yourself? Oh dear, I don't have and I hurt and I do these things. You got to leave those thoughts alone. Let them go away. This is why I tell everybody, to have a spiritual healing is one of the worst things in the world. For a spiritual healing, you don't remember that you were ever sick. So you have nothing to say, see, I was sick and now I'm well. Ha, 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 isn't that wonderful? You know, people like to do that, don't they? Mm-hmm. They like to do that. And what a waste. It's you don't remember you were ever sick, so you can't say, I'm sick and now I'm well. You can't remember you were ever unhappy, and then you say, I was unhappy, now I'm happy. You can't remember that you were ever friendless, and now you're just surrounded by delightful, charming, wonderful friends. You can't remember any of the negative, unsociable, unhappy things of your life. You just don't remember it. Now, that's not fun. That's not fun for a human being. Because a human being likes to be forgiven. A human being likes to have somebody feel sorry for them. A human being likes to get things from other people. Really. A human being always wants something from somebody else. They always look at what somebody else has and say, I like that. You know. And they're not thinking, I would like a Cadillac like your Cadillac. I want your Cadillac. Yeah, this is what they really think. We say, no, they don't mean that. They mean they another. But if they want another one, then think another one. How do you start, let's just say Cadillac. Oh, the new Cadillac, too. They have a new convertible Cadillac that's pitched with the Lexus and with the Mercedes. And the new Cadillac convertible is just a winner on all points, you know, by all the people who have checked it out. And, okay, now, you have a new Cadillac convertible. And I look at that, wow, that's nice, you know. And I want that new Cadillac convertible, but I really want yours. Because yours I can see and touch and feel. The one in the store, I haven't been over there. I can't see and touch and feel that. But immediately, you shut the door. Because it's her Cadillac, not yours. And it's going to stay her Cadillac unless she's silly and gives it up, you know. But it's her Cadillac. She's not going to give it up, is she? She's perfectly happy with it. That's why she bought it. So we choose to have a Cadillac. Now, I'm really not happy with the color of car that you chose for us. You know, she chose a pink Cadillac for me. And I'm really not too happy in a pink Cadillac, you know. And so she made a mistake in our color in our Cadillac. And it's hers, not mine. But you see, that's our thinking. And so think your own thought. Dream your own dream. Walk your own path. And don't do things that you need to forgive yourself for. Don't do them. Do only those things that you are proud of yourself for. that you're pleased with yourself for, that you're thrilled with yourself for. This is what it's all about, you know? But are you ready for that? Are you ready to live as a divine human being rather than a human being? And like I say about the spiritual healing, you go through thousands of spiritual healings in your lifetime for many little things that you have forgotten about. And then someone says to you, oh, I had the mumps. And then you say, oh, yes, I had the mumps when I was a kid. I'd forgotten all about it. And you line yourself up for it. You line yourself up for adult mumps when you start saying, oh, yes, I remember I had it. Well, that was supposed to make you immune. No, it doesn't make you immune. There's no such thing as immunity by having a thing. Immunity is when your mind does not possess it. Your mind does not claim it. Your mind does not accept it as being yours. Now you say, well, you can have bodily immunity by having the shot that makes you immune. That's not true. That shot only makes you immune to having it in a normal way. But you can go beyond that. Some people have wounds that don't heal. Some people have hurts that continue for years and years and years and years and years. Some people have their cancer completely cut out of their body. And their body has no evidence whatsoever of any cancer. And then a couple months later, there's cancer again. Maybe the same kind, maybe a different kind. But why? Because they've been thinking the thoughts that brought it to them. Now, how do you know what the thoughts are that bring it to you? Well, I can tell you right now. I can tell the whole world right now what thoughts are that bring them unhappiness, ill health, and so forth. The thought is, you're not being yourself and having fun. You're judging other people. That's a good one to bring in stuff to you. You're possessed by things. That's a good one. You're possessed by your son and your daughter, your wife and your husband, your mama and your papa and all the rest of the world. You're possessed by. And when they die, oh my God, oh dear. Well, hey, they died. You didn't die. I mean, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And let them go. You didn't die. You're here. Now, what kind of person are you? What are you moaning about? I mean, now, if you died, you wouldn't moan either. You'd be on another dimension having a ball. But they died, and they chose to go off this new dimension, and that's great. But don't make things that you have to forgive yourself for. Just make things that are the fulfillment of who you are inside yourself. And that's the fun of it. That's the fun of everything. And just remember, be yourself and have fun. And be unconditionally loving of yourself and everything in your world. When you do that, it's all uphill, downhill. It's all smooth sailing. It's all wonderful. So this is what I give to you this morning. To understand is to forgive even ourselves. To understand is to realize, hey, you don't need to be part of that. You don't need to be part of that game. That's the human game that says, I need. The divine game says, I have. So join with me in the divine game saying, I have. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.